was interested today in our the those of us who have the Bible that we're reading through the year Bible. Today the Psalms, there's two Psalms in it, Psalm 90 and 91. And I never ever remember reading those Psalms one right after another. And in the Bible, this through the year Bible, it doesn't even hardly you can't even see that you've transferred from one psalm to another. In other words, they ran them really close together in this text. And I thought, wow, is Psalm 91 needed after Psalm 90? Psalm 90, I found to be terribly depressing. I don't know if anybody else read it yesterday, but or today, but it was, yeah, see, it was, of course, Jesus read Psalm 118 by now. He's always ahead of us. Anyway, but it was really depressing, and you think, oh gosh, yeah, all these troubles and all these troubles and all these troubles. And then Psalm 91 is just like a breath of fresh air, and it gives us hope. Hope that the Lord is there for us and He's going to take care of us. And so it wraps up in the last three verses with such strong promises for us. And as we read through it today, do you want to just slip that up on the transparency and let me talk about it for a minute? It says, I will rescue those who love me. And in the Hebrew, these words are all the way through, all the verbs are extremely strong. They are pregnant with meaning. They are so fuller than this little English word is. But rescue really means to deliver, to come down, to come for, to carry, to pick up. And those who love me, and the love is we really have a connection with Him. So those who really, and in King James it says, set their love on me. As we set our love on Him, He comes through for us in an incredible way. Even though we're in trouble, He will rescue us, He will carry us, and He will satisfy. That means He will really satisfy us with a long life, and He'll give us His salvation. Anyway, it's a full, meaningful group of verses. When they call on me, that doesn't just mean a little, hey, Lord, I'm in trouble. That means to accost Him. When we call on Him, when we just tackle Him like He's got the, you know, he's the quarterback and He's got the football, and we say, we need that football in our life. We need what You've got in there for us. Go after Him and just tackle Him and call on Him and hold on to Him. And then His answering, it's not just a little, hi, what's your problem? It's just not like that. It's really, He will really answer us. He's going to really give us His attention. He's going to take heed and do something about what we're asking Him. So let's stand and let's read this together, these precious promises. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a long life and give them my salvation. Well, precious, precious promises from our King.